Hello, everybody. Welcome back to yet another episode of Orange Juice, news and notes from around the world of insoles. I am your co-host today, Owen, and back with us, we have our co-host, Mallory. What up, Mel?
Hello. Me and Owen actually just got back from Nashville together for a family wedding, so I'm a little bit in recovery, get back into routine mode right now.
Well, hopefully you listened to some of our previous podcasts, or you were probably even participating in them about wedding tips and insoles and all that good stuff. But I think we did good. We traveled to Nashville. I don't know if you said that, but Nashville, Tennessee. We were down on Broadway, kind of checking out the culture, so to speak, and attended a beautiful wedding. And here we are, actually a pretty big theme around the trip was football. So football season is finally kicked off. This was the first week of NFL games, and we thought it'd be a fun topic to talk to our audience about game day survival tips, or just ways to make the best of your game day experience, whether that's for realistically football game coming up, high school, college, pro, peewee football. We don't want to leave that out either. If that's you, this is for you. Also, we know there are all sorts of other great sports, and a lot of the same tips will apply. But in the spirit of football season in this topic, Mallory, do you have any favorite game day traditions?
Yeah, I think a good day for me would consist of buffalo chicken dip. If there's buffalo chicken dip around, I am happy. And also a good game of Stat Cup, or otherwise known as Rage Cage, or whatever else you call it. But that's one of my favorite kind of drinking games. I feel like it gets everyone involved, and it's a fun way to kick off the day.
Okay.
What are you?
Love it. For us, there are so many traditions and just experiences that we've had growing up. We went to many Michigan State football games. The stadium's only 10 minutes away from us, but also Detroit sports and Lugnuts baseball and you name it. We've been there, just being a big sports family and really just enjoying the stadium atmosphere more than anything. But one of my definite favorite experiences, I just kind of thought of this like right as we started talking about it. Like I had some others teed up, but the Okemos homecoming parade and then football game was always so fun. So the Okemos High School homecoming weekend, they would host a parade on Friday at about 4 p.m. And some years you'd be in it, whether that was for whatever activity that you're doing or sport or just whatever it is, you might be on a float. But most years I would enjoy the big party that Tom and Marcia would have at our house because it was right along the parade route. So we'd have all sorts of people over. They'd kind of bring their own dish to pass, crock pots everywhere, tubs of drinks, and then just candy being thrown from all the floats into our front yard, which was pretty epic, especially as a kid.
Yeah, I think the best thing we did was set up trash cans one year with point systems on it if people hit it with candy, and it was really a way for us kids just to get way more candy out of everyone.
Yeah, we had it rigged. We had it down to a system. They did move the parade route some year. When was that, Mallory? Do you remember?
I think I was in high school.
Yeah, I kind of did too. Yeah. So they did move the parade route, and it's no longer going past. But when it did, that was absolutely electric. And then you'd go to the homecoming game, and if you were like a kid or whatever, you'd always just kind of go and hang out in the field and like play games or like talk to people and not actually watch the game at all. Or if you actually had interest, you'd go and cheer on the Chieftains, now the Okemos Wolves. So, and then I participated in several of the homecoming games myself, being a player. And it was always fun, and it was cool just seeing the larger crowds than normal on those days. So, what else, Mal? Any other favorites? I feel like one we have to mention, at least for me, is I can't speak for Mallory. I'm a big Michigan State football fan. Tom and Marcia are, despite them attending Indiana University. Really, it's more about supporting the community that they've grown up and lived in for, I'm not going to say how many years now, but they always host, I say always, most always host a tailgate right there in the main lot of Spartan Stadium. So you'll get all sorts of folks through there. But again, good food and drinks, little kids playing football. Don't park your car too close in there if you don't want to get maybe pegged by a football or two that's being thrown around. I know that back in the day that's happened to us, but those are always great. So in the spirit of those, it ends up being a very long day if you do it right, so to speak. So let's say it's a noon kickoff. You're probably going to want to get to the stadium around 9 a.m. with some breakfast burritos and Bloody Marys and then have a good time until noon. And then you're going to be at the game from 12 to 3, probably doing a variety of standing up and down and whatnot. And then after the game, you're going to have to walk back to your car or maybe even do a little more tailgating out front. So really, you're going to be on your feet, kind of away from home and home base, so to speak. So some planning is a really good idea. So Mallory kind of alluded to right off the bat, just fueling up with like maybe some buffalo chicken dip, so to speak, or just your favorite tailgate foods, and making sure that you kind of start the day on a full stomach, especially if you're going to be participating in those drinking games like Mallory was mentioning, or enjoying your favorite fall beverage.
Yeah, between growing up around MSU tailgates and then going to Indiana, I'm very used to a Big Ten game day. And yeah, I feel like fueling up is so essential. There were a few games where maybe I didn't enough and we didn't quite make it into the game because of it. So it's definitely good. And then also because of, I know there's all kinds of tailgate food and it's not necessarily the healthiest, but it's still important to kind of try to get some balance in there, maybe snack on the veggie tray a bit to get some protein in, because that will just have you feeling your best all day. You don't have to eat the best, but just try to hit those like couple of things to make sure you stay full and stay ready for the day.
You know what else, Mallory, that I was thinking about was a lot of the stadiums are getting pretty good food options in there as well. So maybe you really are just tailgating more for the experience and not necessarily the food. Or if you get stuck, you can just head in a little bit early and find some really good food. Like I know a lot of places have like gourmet tacos on deck, or obviously like pizza and hot dogs and hamburgers and all that, but also a lot of them will have like sub sandwiches or like wraps and all sorts of stuff now. So that is something where if you get stuck, you can just head into the game early or whatever it may be and bank on a meal in there too.
Yeah, I'm such a foodie. The professional stadiums come up with some like really crazy foods. And so whenever I go to a professional game, I like to look up online like what cool food items they have and like where you can get it. And I will hunt around that stadium to go find it too. It's really, yeah, they have some really cool stuff nowadays, especially at the big stadiums.
So Ford Field, where the Detroit Lions play, I don't know the whole meal, but they have like get the Jahmyr Gibbs meal, which is their star running back, and his nickname is Sonic, and the other running back is Knuckles. So they have like get the Jahmyr Gibbs Sonic meal, and it's like a burger and I forget like some sort of drink, but then it comes with I thought it was really cool, like Sonic gold onion rings. I mean, of course, it's just onion rings, but you know, it's like supposed to be the Sonic rings. But it's like, you know, that is really fun to eat something like that or experience something like that in the stadium, too. And then when he scores a touchdown, you're like, this is incredible. Like this is just a top all time experience. How can you beat that?
My favorite this summer were the dill pickles tater tots at the Cubs Stadium. Those were really good. But another tip for you, kind of going hand in hand with fueling up, is making sure you're staying hydrated. And that's not just, you know, it's 3 o'clock and now I need to probably have a water whistle. But, you know, really making sure when you wake up, have some water before you get out there, staying hydrated while you're tailgating, while you're at the game. And also when you get home that night, chug some more water, aka just hydrate all day. Don't wait till it's too late because you will probably not feel great by that time. And also, if you're going to be drinking a lot or sweating a lot, especially in these earlier games when it's hot out, maybe consider some electrolytes as well to keep you extra hydrated. We can lose a lot of sodium when we sweat. We are gaining some back with all that tailgate food. But just making sure, you know, we have that balance and stay hydrated can really help save you on game day.
Yeah, I started thinking about, like, if I know I'm going to be drinking more than just like one or two beers at like an event or something, I really start planning a few days in advance to make sure I am drinking enough water. And because sometimes I just get behind and like I literally like leave my water cup like in the car and I just don't go get it for the day. No, I know that sounds so lazy, but there's a lot going on over here. But anyway, doing that, and then Mallory said this, but pairing it with an electrolyte drink or powder and whatnot, you could even bring them to the tailgate and drink some during the tailgate, or maybe even take some into the game. I don't know technically if that's allowed, but there's probably a way you could figure it out if you really wanted to. But yeah, just staying hydrated. It's not only going to make you feel better, you know, when you're drinking and out in the hot weather, but also just properly fueling your body generally when you're going to be standing on your feet for a long time and, you know, naturally exerting some pretty good effort and probably taking a lot of steps in a given day. But speaking of the warmer weather, another tip we just wanted to really make sure to highlight was making sure you have some sort of sun protection. So it doesn't take much just to think ahead a little bit about like, hey, for my face, what am I doing? Am I going to throw on a hat, or do I have sunglasses? Do I at least protect my eyes? But also just putting on sunscreen in advance, or even bringing it to the tailgate or in your car and just applying it throughout the day, it really goes a long way. Sometimes you don't think about it and you're like, man, it's so hot out, but you're just having a good time and chatting and whatnot. But then all of a sudden you just got roasted and you can't even enjoy the game because you're, you know, sunburned and whatnot. So I think I've been pretty fortunate, Mallory, at sporting events as far as sunburns go. Actually, as I say that, like 2 years ago, I was at a Tigers game and I definitely got sunburned. So never mind. This is a really good tip.
Yeah, I feel like I always get a weird burn, like that one edge of your shoulders, like out in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that always happens. Or like my ankle, like it's just always something weird. And then also, like, I try to wear a hat because I feel like my scalp burns a lot of the time at those games when you're sitting out all day. I completely forget, like, to cover that up. And then I have just like a horrible burn just on my scalp. So I definitely pay attention to that. I should be better as a redhead, though. I will admit I am not the best at wearing sunscreen, and I'm working on it.
Come on, Mallory. You should know better.
Yeah. another thing to keep in mind, again, with just the weather, is making sure we're dressing for it. We love the cute outfits. It's really fun to dress up and, like, you know, wear all the, like, merch and stuff for your team. However, it's not fun when you're freezing cold or you're like burning up and really hot. We got to make sure we're dressed for the weather. So layering clothes can be really beneficial. I know you don't want to bring the jacket, but just bring it in case. You'll be happy later. Same with things like sunglasses and that kind of thing. Or if, you know, rain jacket, you know, if there's even a chance of rain, I would rather have a rain jacket or an umbrella or a poncho or something than get caught out there in the rain, because it is not fun to now be soaking wet and kind of stuck out tailgating. Or, you know, you don't have easy shelter all the time when you're out running around on game day, running around your town. So yeah, just pay attention, check the weather forecast before you go.
I'm definitely guilty of not bringing a raincoat because for whatever reason I'd just look at the weather and just totally take the optimistic side of the forecast, be like, yeah, we'll be good, and then I just sit there and get soaked and I'm like, this is terrible, I wish I brought my coat. I feel like there's at least like 5+ times that I can think of that I've done that. And then I know Mallory mentioned layering, but sometimes I guess it depends where you're at, but especially if you're in the Midwest, like truly layering all over, because you're going to be sitting and standing quite a bit, especially at the game, so you're not going to be moving and producing that natural body heat. So even more than one pair of socks would be a great idea. make sure you have the right footwear to accommodate that. Side note, but also like long johns, especially wool long johns, ones that will really trap the heat, but then also breathe if it is ending up to be a warmer day or you are moving. And then also a base layer or several base layers on your top. So again, we recommend typically like a merino wool, again, just because it kind of has that dual capability of kind of breathing when it needs to, but absolutely trapping the heat when it does get to be cold. And then on top of that, you're really, especially on colder days, I guess that's what I'm really highlighting at this point, you're going to want to have some sort of insulated jacket and then a weatherproof, I guess, layer. So whether that's a wind resistant or probably even water resistant jacket, that helps, especially if it is a rainy day or it's snowing and just the elements are a factor. Typically, wind is a factor on those days as well. So what's the saying, Mallory? I've said it before. You can always take it off, but you can't put on what you don't have. Is that the general saying?
Definitely. And it can still be cute. Like a lot of the time I'll throw just a pair of leggings under my jeans or sweats or whatever, just to have that extra layer. Or if like there's a t-shirt I really want to wear, like a smart wool long sleeve, you can layer a t-shirt on top and make it like a cute outfit. I know you probably don't care as much, but there's ways to make it like cute and work and also be comfortable and warm.
Well, I don't really call my outfit cute necessarily, but I do get the comments like, are you sure you're going to be warm enough wearing that? And I feel like, I don't know. I take that as maybe a little bit of a compliment. Like I'm looking good. Not like I'm just in my big puffball coat and my just like waddling along in my snow boots. So
I've had a few games where I have just gone like that. I'm like, I'd rather be comfortable.
I don't blame you. But yeah, I never look down upon those people ever, especially doing this podcast. Being orange insoles, we do need to talk about our footwear and the possibility of putting in insoles to your footwear as well. So like we said, you're going to be walking, standing. It's a very long day, potentially 7 to 10 hours, depending on how you do the day. I mean, some people are quick in, quick out, but a lot of people really like to make the most and make it a full experience. So when you do that, you do not necessarily want to pick out just the cutest shoes, cough, Mallory, just because you're using that terminology, not that you always do that, whatever matches your outfit the best. Really consider the weather. So if it is going to be colder or even wet, boots could be a solid option. I feel like that's a generally accepted thing. Or you could always go for like the athletic casual footwear as well. I would typically wear something like that more towards the beginning of the season or if you're in a warmer weather climate. Now, I feel like some SEC schools and just like schools in the South are listening to this and they're just like cringing. They're like, dude, you need to dress up. But, we're about comfort here.
And you can still throw an insole in those dress shoes. So
very good point. So a quick breakdown for our listeners as far as what insoles we'd recommend for your game day outfit. So let's say your first game of the year, athletic casual gear with your favorite athletic shoes. We would recommend the orange sport insole. Great for those shoes because it has a thin athletic profile, but also a reinforced arch. Just to give you some extra support as your feet start to get tired throughout the day. So that would be the orange sport insole for your first game of the year, athletic casual. Your middle of the year game, or we'll call this our SEC game, where you're kind of dressing up a little bit and looking nice and whatnot, and you have some like dress or dress casual footwear. To be honest, if you're a girl, you're probably going to want to use the orange light insoles, which will fit into heels, boots, just about any casual footwear. And then if you're a guy, if they're super tight fitting, which probably most guys aren't wearing those to the football games, the orange light would be good. But if you're just wearing like your general casual shoes or boots or dress shoes, the orange 3/4 length insole typically is a great option, as it has more support for really that all day use. And then finally, if you have your classic boots, whether that's rain boots or winter boots or casual boots, most all of them will have a removable liner. And assuming that yours have a removable liner, we'd recommend our best-selling orange full-length insoles. So that's kind of the quick rundown of which one works best for which. Now, what I will say is you can always mix and match insoles. So there's kind of our general guidelines, but we get feedback all the time on, hey, these work best for me in these shoes and whatnot. So I was talking to Mallory, and she was wearing, or she mentioned that she has like some casual Adidas shoes and whatnot that she wears. So Mallory, if you're throwing on your casual Adidas shoes for your game day, what insoles are you putting in them?
I keep the light in there, and there's like the Adidas Gazelle that are kind of viral right now. And there's like a bunch of similar, like very thin, athletic looking, but cute like sneakers around right now. Forget the other brand, the one that starts with a V that's super popular. But I feel like all of those just throw an orange in. I feel like you think they're gonna be supportive because they look like tennis shoes, but they are, I might as well be barefoot. They are so thin and low profile that I really need an insole to survive.
Great point. So orange light, I would have maybe said orange three quarter, not the orange light, but that's just everyone's own taste. That's kind of the whole point, is you can put different ones in different shoes, of course. And really trial and error is the best way. If you're just like, hey, I am new to insoles and you really want to invest in your feet, and I haven't said this yet before, it would really be awesome to just get one of each pair of insoles, and then you'll pretty much be covered, and you can put them in different shoes and see how you like them and whatnot. Of course, we do have a guarantee on all of our stuff. So if you are trying one of those pairs and you're like, yeah, this one just isn't for me, you can return them. But that really is a great option. I was talking to our founder, Tom, obviously, our dad as well, if you've listened to previous podcasts, but he's saying, you know, I use all of our insoles for different things at different times. And I really do too. It just depends on the day, depends on the activity, the shoes. You just kind of size it up and plug in what's best. But I've had great results with all four of our insoles, no matter the footwear and no matter the game day.
Definitely. Well, I feel like we gave some good tips for everyone to survive this season. Basically, just, staying ahead of it, planning it out, making sure you're hydrated and fueled, prepared with your outfit, and outfit all the way down to your feet. I feel like that is really what it takes, is just thinking ahead a little bit, and you will be all set to have a great day.
Mallory, I need to throw out two more quick tips.
Okay.
One tip, one, know where you're going to be parking and plan, or if you don't know where you're going to be parking, plan some extra time accordingly. And two, make sure you know the bathroom situation, because sometimes you get really, really long lines or areas that they're just like aren't bathrooms. And if you wait too long, it might be a good 30, 45 minutes before you can actually find the right spot. That's not to scare anyone, it's just the reality.
No, I've been there before and it's the worst. You like really, if you kind of have to go right then. Do not
Yeah.
wait. It's a whole mess. I guess my two bonus tips would be when it's cold, hand warmers. When it's hot, portable fan. Small thing that will help save you.
Love it. All right, well, that'll do it for us. Hopefully, you guys have all the tips you need to have a wonderful game day, wherever that may be or whenever it may be. And we will catch you on another episode of Orange Juice.